The other half of the Monday Nighter against Seattle this week is Minnesota. 6-5-1 is not where they thought they would be either, yeah. Only this one a bit more negative. What hasn't clicked with the Vikings here in year one of the Kirk Cousins era?
Well, certainly the offense hasn't clicked. I mean, they bring in John DeFilippo, who people have been trying to tell me for years is this offensive genius. I've never quite seen it with my own eyes. And I don't understand how a guy who's supposed to be the hot coordinator has, like, literally worked for a quarter of the teams in the league, and never once has anybody been like, we can't let this guy get out of our building. Like, it's never happened. He's routinely leaving for lateral moves. But I'm supposed to think he's this next great head coaching prospect. Well, they run the ball worse than they did a year ago. Kirk Cousins' numbers for $84 million guaranteed through 12 games are eerily comparable to Case Keenum's numbers through 12 games last year for $2 million guaranteed. They don't incorporate the tight end in the offense the way they used to. I didn't notice Kyle Rudolph all season until a couple of plays last week. They haven't remained balanced. And look, Cousins went there. He was supposed to be the cherry on top because they've got a dominant defense. It hasn't been dominant. It's been good most of the time. Hasn't been dominant. And they were going to be able to run the ball with a couple of backs and you know, sort of dictate game tempo and pace. Well, that hasn't been the case either. So nothing's really clicked there, to be honest with you. I mean, that's a team that they paid everybody. They extended everybody. It was like, here we go. We're taking the next step. And instead, they've taken a decidedly step backwards. And I don't like their chances in Seattle. I don't think that's a good matchup for them. Kirk Cousins against teams 500 or better when he plays them is 4-23.
Ooh.
So, yeah, and then you factor in the defense isn't what we thought it was going to be, and the run games isn't what we thought it was going to be, and I don't know that that's a team that makes this December run. I've been waiting all season for them to go on their run where they win 5 of 6 and show they're one of the best teams in the NFL. It hasn't happened. I'm not sure it's going to happen, and now they got to look over their shoulders and say, you know what, we all wrote the NFC East off pretty much all year, but you know what, they might send two teams to the playoffs. And we're probably not going to catch the Bears, even though the Packers are you know, more down than they've been in forever, and even though the Lions are still the crappy Lions. I mean, Minnesota missed a real opportunity here. I'm not saying their window's closed because they did extend everybody, and they do have a pretty good roster, but they're fooling themselves if they think anything less than a Super Bowl in these three guaranteed seasons for Cousins is going to make people think they did the right thing.